Last night, hundreds of protesters, white and black, took to the streets in Minneapolis, enraged about the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after a police officer knelt on his neck during an arrest for suspicion of forging a check. It's difficult to listen to as Floyd, who's handcuffed and on his chest, pleads for relief.
I think we all good.
Shut up.
They will kill me, man.
Four Minneapolis officers involved in the arrest were fired. Floyd's family is calling for them to be charged with murder. And his cries, "I can't breathe," echo. In 2014, Eric Garner was videotaped gasping for air before he died as an officer held him in an illegal chokehold in New York. Eric's daughter, Emerald Garner, is here. And Emerald, you didn't watch your dad's video for years, and you haven't seen the Floyd video?
Yeah, I haven't watched the video. I've seen still frames, and I just don't want to feel what I felt when I watched that video. It was just too much. And now I know that Mr. Floyd's family is devastated right now. And I just know that they're gonna be going through a hard time right now.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, you know, it's eerily so similar, you know, these petty crimes on street corners. Your dad was selling loose cigarettes. And then it leads to death. I can't imagine what's happening inside you just knowing that this happened.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I call it blatant disrespect. I'm sure that those officers saw the video of what happened to my father. And to reiterate and to rephrase the exact same quote, which is, if you can talk, you can breathe. Obviously, 500 pounds of pressure on somebody is a problem. The medical examiner stated that my father's neck was crushed. I'm pretty sure that when the medical examiner comes out with his report for George Floyd, it will be the same exact cause of death. I am so happy that the mayor of that city fired those officers 24 hours later, but that was still even too long.
Well, I was going to ask if it helped that the mayor of Minneapolis passionately condemned the officer kneeling on his neck, that agents from the FBI and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions have been called in to investigate. In the case of your father's killing, the officer, I think, was given a desk job and was only fired. It was fired much later.
5 years later. Like, you know, as we saw with my father's case, there was no justice. For that family, they want to see the officers incarcerated, and I absolutely agree.
What else would you want to say to them about getting through this? And again, these officers have been fired. They have not yet been tried. But putting that aside, just seeing, you know, knowing that this video is out there and that this anger is out there in the streets, what would you say to them to help them navigate this?
I mean, there's nothing that you can really say to anybody to help them navigate this. There's going to be days where they don't even want to get out the bed. I had a day like that today. Today, I didn't even want to get out the bed. I'm just like, I wish I could lay in my bed, but I can't because I have three young children who still need to be raised. I feel for that family because it's going to be hard.
That's Emerald Garner, daughter of Eric Garner, who died in 2014 after an officer put him in an illegal chokehold, responding to the death of George Floyd, who died after an officer knelt on his neck during an arrest. Emerald, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.